With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration is pausing all immigration applications, such as requests for green cards for people from 19 countries. Those are ones for whom travel was already prohibited earlier this year. A fraud case in Minnesota gaining more attention meanwhile, and many are demanding that Governor Tim Walz be held accountable.
We've been trying to raise the alarm on this for over 3 years. The fraud that has gone on under his administration is unprecedented.
That is House Majority Whip Tom Emmer. More on that administration pause for immigration applications from correspondent Mike Hempen.
The pause puts on hold a wide range of immigration-related decisions, such as green card applications or naturalizations for immigrants from those 19 countries. The Trump administration describes those countries as high risk. The pause affects immigrants already in the U.S., regardless of arrival date. Critics argue the actions amount to collective punishment for immigrants. Mike Hempen, Washington.
U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee has addressed 1,000 pastors and church leaders from the U.S. who are visiting the Holy Land. He urged them to proclaim the biblical truth about God's promises to the Jewish people from the pulpit.
Scripture may very visibly say that this is the land that God gave to the Jewish people. And he said, he will bless those who bless Israel, but he will curse those who curse Israel. We sometimes talk about the blessings, but we should also warn people of the curse. We should warn people that God will not be mocked.
Ambassador Huckabee says that speaking that biblical truth would push back against false descriptions of Israel presented in the popular media. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 462 points. This is SRN News. Jail time for a Canadian pastor.
Derek Reimer of Calgary is already under house arrest for protesting against the Drag Queen Story Hour event at his local library. Now the courts have ordered him to write a letter of apology for his demonstration, threatening to put him in prison if he refuses. Reimer says he cannot apologize because that would be admitting that he is wrong. Canada's laws covering religious liberty and freedom of speech are not as expansive as those here in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
Belgian authorities are mystified over the theft of a baby Jesus figure from a controversial nativity scene, snatched from its crib on the Grand Place in historic old Brussels last weekend. This version of the baby Jesus has no face. The artist Victoria Maria Geyer said she crafted the nativity figure without facial features so that people from all racial groups could see themselves in it. This is SRN News. China has welcomed France's President Macron for 3 days of trade talks and diplomacy.
France is aiming to attract more investment from Chinese companies and facilitate market access for French exports. During the visit, officials from both nations are expected to sign several agreements in the energy, food, and aviation sectors. The visit also comes as Macron seeks to enlist Beijing in pressuring Russia toward a ceasefire with Ukraine.
That's correspondent Nahum Kim. Rescue teams racing to reach communities isolated by last week's catastrophic flooding and landslides in Indonesia, Sri Lanka, and Thailand. More than 1,400 people are known to have lost their lives in that disaster. At least 770 died in Indonesia alone, 465 in Sri Lanka, and 185 in Thailand, 3 in Malaysia. Many villages remain buried underneath mud and debris, with power and telecommunications knocked out. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.